You heard of those guys?
No.
Nirvana, I believe it is. Yeah. Hmm. Hey, Chris, when are you going to play that on K-Earth?
Ha! Right? I'm not sure what's happening. I do know that we have a four-day work week, and that is what I'm talking about.
Ideal, right? This is the way to go.
A lot of studies, a lot of stuff going on, a lot of companies going to four-day a week.
And, I mean, I think I can almost get through this week.
As hard as we work. You know what I mean? Like, we slave here.
Yeah, over this hot microphone.
Oh, it's so much work.
There are a lot of people who really do need a four-day work week, though. They really do. We're fighting for you and ourselves.
Right. We'd like to be taken along with you.
Yes, please.
But you're the ones that need it.
Yeah, so, but, you know, that's the thing. Write to your congressperson. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Set up a bonfire. I don't know. Whatever it is.
Set up a bonfire.
Yeah, I don't know how those kind of things work.
Okay.
But, you know, make it happen. Four-day work weeks for all.
Give me five coming up on today's show. We're going to tell you a little later what the theme is.
Come on. We should tell them now.
A little later.
Yeah? You don't want to tell them now? Later. Come on. Really?
No, because they've got dirty minds, these people.
What? Oh,
you found something that you had lost forever.
That happens to me with music a lot. Like, I will completely forget a song, and I'll come across it in some horrible movie or whatever. I'm like, oh, my God, I love that.
All right. This is a little more personal of a thing, though.
Yeah. Well, that's very personal
keys,
to me.
Keys, wallet, sure. Whatever, that kind of stuff.
Did you find your key card?
Oh, I've had my key card.
Oh, okay.
Don't be ridiculous.
It's only the 17th one you've lost in a couple of years you've been here.
One American dollar.
Oh, nice.
The show today.
Yes.
Weekend Next Door app update.
That's my favorite.
And people are dumb.
People are so dumb.
It's coming up next.
Them's a Struts that has fallen with me. Sounds a little
love
like
that RuPaul. So much.
That's so good.
Yeah, that's so good.
Sounds like RuPaul at the very end when he's like something. He says something like, have you fallen with me? I don't know for some reason.
Sounds like RuPaul?
Yeah.
You lost it, man.
I did. I have. I had a hell of a weekend, man.
Woo! Lost.
Yeah! I'm still rolling from the weekend, man. Hell yeah.
Let's do a little People Are Dumb.
All right.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Bling.
I got a vagina tattoo inked on my face.
You do? I was wondering what that was.
That's not me. It's the headline.
That is really weird looking, man.
The artist tried to talk me out of it. Veteran artist Michael Ralph, who's 40, was asked to tattoo a vagina on the face of a 26-year-old guy.
What do you think?
Now, I didn't see any other tattoos. I went through the whole story in there. I didn't see any other tattoos.
That's his one and only.
I think.
And it's on the side of his face.
Right here, right underneath his sideburn.
Basically, the entire side of his face.
Yeah, exactly.
Woo.
So this guy, the tattoo artist, thought it was a joke. He said, I got a message that read, I would like to set an appointment to get a semi-realistic vagina tattooed on my face.
Semi-realistic.
More specifically, in my sideburn. The client added that he had limited budget and wanted to have the inking done in less than an hour.
Wow. Whoa.
So after receiving the request, the tattoo artist said, you know what?
Drop dead.
Take a month.
There you go.
Think
good
about
advice.
It.
That's good.
Make sure that it's not a spur of the moment thing.
Also reconsider moving it to, you know, where your mouth is.
Anywhere
make
else.
A little more sense.
Right, sure, that would be hilarious.
I mean, at least it makes more sense.
To the artist's surprise, the client followed up 30 days later saying he was ready.
Oh, man, he actually sat around and thought about it and talked to his one friend, the bowling ball in the corner, and went for it. It's beautiful, though.
And so now the tattoo artist says, I told him that it may close doors of opportunity.
Sure.
You might not get a job.
Yeah.
You might get fired, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I don't care. I want a tattoo on my face.
Mm-hmm.
And first, I'm going to show you the...
I saw the picture.
Oh, you did?
Oh, I saw it. Oh, yeah.
Should I post the blurred one?
You better do the blurred one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the real one, I got to be honest.
Yeah, it's pretty real.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's quality work.
Looks like he's got a vagina on his face. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
Time for our weekend Next Door app update.
Ah, these are the best. Your neighbors are insane. You've always known it, but now you have proof.
How did you lose your teeth? Is the headline for this one. Were you being chased by a Sasquatch and lost your teeth in an escape? Were you yelling at grandkids and lost your teeth in frustration? By the way, it's both bottom and top.
Wow, that's hard to do.
And I it's not just teeth, it's the like the piece that fits in or whatever, however that works.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know.
But
it's like it's a full, like both
sets.
Yeah,
those are expensive.
Those are very expensive.
You're going to be leaving those laying on the ground.
Were you drunk as a skunk, mumbling and stumbling across the street, and your teeth fell out? I found someone's teeth in the street near this intersection.
And you picked them up? There's not enough gauze or anything in the world
agreed.
To pick those up.
Ugh. Message me to get your chompers back, but be prepared to answer the question of how you lost them.
That's fair enough.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Wow, that would be a. I don't know that I would pick them up. I mean, if someone doesn't care enough, they leave them laying there.
I don't think I would either.
Yeah,
no.
I'd be like, nope, not helping you on that one. Buddy.
Nope,
sorry.
Found in Los Feliz.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure what it is, but it looks valuable. Let me know if it's yours.
Oh yeah, that is mine. I've been wondering.
Yeah, it's a butt plug. He doesn't know.
I'm not looking for that.
It's a butt plug.
He doesn't know.
He's literally holding in his hand a butt plug.
You know, it smells really funny.
Hey, neighbors, I live on Garfield Road, and on Monday night, somebody came in my front yard and stole one of my giant pots. FYI, that pot has my mother's ashes in it.
Oh, I hope that's true. That's hilarious.
She wasn't a nice person, hence keeping her in the garden. Whoever stole them, can you return her, please? And if not, I hope she haunts you.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's going to come back after you.
Can you imagine finding out that what you stole was someone's ashes?
And what are you stealing a big pot for in the first place? What are you going to put in it? Now you got mom's ashes in it.
That's I don't know. That doesn't seem ideal.
These pears taste really funny.
It's a weekend next door app update. Is anyone missing a German Shepherd pup and a black and white goat? It's a weird twofer. They showed up at our house this morning. They appear to be together on an adventure of some sort.
Oh, they're trying to write a new novel.
We live here off this road, and let us know if they're yours. Hmm. How weird is that?
Yeah, I haven't had a goat go missing in years.
Right?
Yeah,
especially with your dog.
Exactly. Yeah. They don't even like each other.
Schwinn Giant Cypress Bike.
Mm.
And it says for sale. Mm-hmm. Hardly ever used. Ex-husband was busy writing other things.
See, that's some good stuff. I like
Agreed.
That. That's well written.
This is from the pandemic. I'm quarantining, but I'm out of sugar for my coffee. Mm. If someone could please stop by with a third cup in a sandwich baggie and leave it on my doorstep, that'd be great. Make sure to write not cocaine on the bag.
Because that'll throw the cops off.
Right?
Oh, look, it says it's not cocaine.
Right.
We don't need to
investigate. Let's not test it.
Hey, just drink it straight like you should. Black. You don't need your damn sugar.
And then finally, while my husband and I were leaving the house today, there was a dark blue or black Audi A4 driving by very slowly and stopped when we drove away. We circled the block a few times, and he kept driving by homes very slowly and stopping. We think we scared him off, but not sure. White male, long hair, and a baseball cap, and the vehicle had an Iron Maiden sticker.
Eddie.
Andy posted, that would be me. Thanks for the report. Appreciate the fact that I like Iron Maiden and have long hair scared you to the point where you felt you had to report my car to the PD.
What were you doing, dude?
I was looking for a sale on Fairfax, just looking for an address, and got the wrong part, clearly. And by the way, my car is blue, not black. And then he shows a picture of himself by the Iron Maiden sticker.
Nice. That is awesome.
And that is Weekend Next Door App Update.
All right, it's two for Tuesday. You're getting two in a row from Dire Straits. No extra charge to you. Enjoy.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Are you interested in a little wager?
I need to make some bling.
I need a dollar. That's what I need.
Put my money on the table. I'll bet I can come up with... I don't know what the hell we're going to do, though.
All right, I'm going to tell you that this list came out in 2010.
The year 2010.
However, it wouldn't have made probably any difference in the list.
Okay.
Top 10 artists of all time.
Oh, wow.
Top 10 artists
According
of all time.
According to who?
Rolling Stone magazine.
Oh. Ah, you know, I hate it when I can't go, oh, they suck.
Top
I don't know.
10 artists of all time. Now, artist can mean men... Singular
right.
men,
right.
singular women,
right.
or bands. All of the above.
So just pretty much entertainers.
From all time.
From all time.
Going
back to ancient Rome.
Well, I don't see any in ancient Rome in the top 10. Because they did the top 100.
Wow.
Maybe there was some in there. But the top 10 artists of all time, I'm going to give you six guesses to get four correct.
Does this say a reader's poll, or is this the staff that came up with this, or do you know?
I assume it's a reader's poll, because I assume that's how Rolling Stone does
usually,
it.
Not always, but yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, one American dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend one American dollar at Yamava, and maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com. Hey, can I become a millionaire?
That's a wrong guess. If that was a guess, that's a wrong guess. Top 10 artists of
all time. Well, I'm going to go.
Not necessarily our format, either. So clearly of all
rock
time.
And roll.
Right.
I'm going to go for the gold right out of the gate. I'm going to say Billie Holiday. She should be in the top 10.
Billie Holiday. That's the gold.
Okay. Unbelievable.
That was your slam dunk.
Well, that's when you she should be in the top 10.
When you play this game, you make a quick list as fast as you can on a piece of paper. And the first thing you write is the one that you know
has to be
is a home run.
Or a Rolling Stone or a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, but Billie Holiday is not in the
There's
top
plenty
10.
Of beg to differ.
Now, maybe they're 20th or whatever, but they're not in the 11th. Top
10. Okay. The Beatles. Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles
are number one.
Number one. Well, that kind of tells me where it's going.
So right, two guesses, you got one right.
I'm going to readjust what I was thinking already.
Okay, good.
If that's the case. And I'm going to say the Rolling Stones.
The Rolling Stones.
That's two.
Are number four. So you have three guesses and you got two right.
Now, I heard that Keith guy who refuses to bring us fries talking to you about this, and he said Prince, which I think makes sense.
Right.
I'll say Prince. Oh, poor Prince.
Yeah, I told him, while you were sitting here, I told him it wasn't on the
list. All right, let's go back
Hold
to...
Hold on, I just want everybody to hear this. While you were sitting right there, I told him...
Well, see, I don't listen because
Prince was not on
we're
going
to do something
I
like
this. I said to him...
I don't cheat.
Prince
I,
not
I
on the list.
Clear, I put
I
my
gave
phone
that one
down,
away.
And I don't cheat.
Unbelievable.
Like other people I know that are always looking for the advantage.
Wow, like, you are a miracle.
I seem to remember giving you lots of hints.
You are a miracle.
Of course, you did tell me that
one
wasn't. Yeah, he actually told me that wasn't on there.
Right.
All right, Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin is what you're saying.
Yes. Oh, man, this list blows.
Sorry.
This list doesn't
well,
even
what
know.
What I'm saying is it's not our format at all.
How about Prince?
So, but they do. Yeah, how about Prince? Is that your final guess?
No.
Because you can't make it anyway. You only have one guess and you need two more.
What a load of crap.
You tell me if you agree with this list.
Wait. Let me give you one more. Okay, she better be in there. Janis Joplin.
Janis Joplin. All right.
Oh, my God. This list blows.
Top 10 artists of all time.
My ass.
Number 10, Ray Charles.
Over Billie Holiday? Not a chance.
Again, a lot of these might be 11 through 20, 20
right,
to 30.
Right. But he needs to be down below Billie.
Number 9, Aretha Franklin.
All right. Yep.
Number 8, Little Richard.
Okay. We know his drummer, by the way.
We did. Number 7, James Brown.
James Brown, bitch.
Number 6, your favorite guitarist of all time, Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, all right, I'm leaving. I didn't think of Jimi Hendrix. I need to go. I need to leave.
That's so
I
funny that you forgot your
anymore.
Favorite guitarist of all time.
What? I broke my pen. I'm so mad.
Number 5 is Chuck Berry. Number 4, you got the Rolling Stones. Number 3, you did not get Elvis Presley.
I had Elvis written here, but I just like, meh.
Number 2 is Bob Dylan. And number 1 is the Beatles.
The Beatles! I need a dollar.
He still needs a dollar.
I need that dollar. Come on, man.
Not even close. I said to him, Prince, not on the list.
I didn't hear you at all. I was ignoring you.
Wow.
Billie Holiday.
Right.
Come on.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Slugger. Slugger.
Slugger,
Let's
like it.
Let's go with Slugger.
Okay, that's my new one.
I like that.
Yeah. Slug Sadie's Benz, Baron Bond, Slugger. Why not?
Slugger. What is wrong with me? Let's talk about things that you thought were gone forever.
Okay. My virginity.
And then you found it again.
Oops.
And I'll give you a perfect example.
Goat. Yeah.
The AMC Theaters in Topanga Canyon Mall.
Okay.
West Hills? No. Woodland Hills.
Okay.
Went to see a movie there probably 5 months ago.
Wow, okay.
4 or 5 months ago.
Right.
With my woman.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to pay and get her little, she has a Tesla, so I was supposed to get her little card back.
Okay.
Her valet card.
Oh, right.
And I forgot it.
Okay. Oh, so you left her Tesla valet card at the AMC Theater in
The valet, was all new and a disaster. People's cars were parked everywhere.
Oh, no, really?
And just almost touching each other.
Oh.
And people were trying to back and get it. Was just,
no.
It was mayhem.
So, like they just opened or they just started?
Yes, it was mayhem.
No. Right?
So there it's this weekend.
Uh-huh.
We go back there, and she says, do you think they still have my card?
I suppose they wouldn't throw it away.
And I said, no, it's been 5 months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I said, do you remember this valet?
It was
a disaster zone. There were people running everywhere, taking cars and smashing it. All hell broke loose.
Like you would maybe get in a different car and leave a bar and then realize and come back. And
but I could tell that she really wanted to check.
Sure.
And I was angry because I wasn't feeling great. So I said, I'll give you $100 if they have it. Because I just wanted to make the point that they won't have it.
There's nothing better than making an extremely high bet. So you coughed up $100.
So she
100
went back
clams.
She asked them and they sent us to the parking office.
Ma'am. Here you go.
They had one card.
No way.
No keys.
One.
One card.
One.
In their parking office. And it was hers.
We've been wondering for 5 months who's
this. 5 months ago.
Wow. Hey, that's kind of a testament to them.
Just got it.
Good for them.
It was a sort of disaster.
Did you bust out your wallet? Did you pay her off?
Of course I paid her. We're going to take your calls of things that you thought were lost forever, and you found them, probably miraculously. 818-955-KLOS. I have one other quick story to tell you. Mm-hmm. Bean and I, when we were putting together a tape for our morning show, we went to a Giants-Dodgers game in Candlestick Park.
Oh, wow.
San Francisco.
Cool. Yeah, yeah.
But we wanted to beat the traffic, so we left early, and he couldn't find his keys right away, but his car started. So he's like, well, they're probably in my bag or something. So we drive all the way back to San Francisco. He can't find his keys for the life of him. So now we have to drive back to Candlestick Park against
the traffic
that's coming out.
Right.
And we don't know. Did we lose them in the parking lot, which was dirt?
Right.
Did we lose them on the way by the seat?
Yeah.
Like where? And we got back to the parking. See, he went, that's mine.
What?
That's one of my keys right there
Get
in the dirt.
Out
in
of
the
here.
Dirt. And when there's no cars there, you know, you're not sure exactly where
you had parked.
And there's my other one. And there's my third one. He got three keys. Found them.
What?
Found them.
What? That dude has amazing luck.
Impossible.
He has really weird luck.
So that's what we want is.
Wow.
You found something that was impossibly lost.
Right. That's impossibly lost.
818-955. KLOS.
Let's just call Bean and talk to him about that.
It has to be a thing,
an item.
A hard good.
Yeah.
Your phone, wallet.
Yeah.
I had my wallet gone for 3 months or something like that and got it back. So 818-955-KLOS. We are taking calls on you thought something was lost forever and then you ended up finding it. That happened to you?
I lost my 1-carat diamond.
Oh, man. No. Where did you lose it?
I work for Costco. And one day, it was very loose on me, my ring, and I knew the prong was a little twisted, and I had plans on fixing the prong, but I hadn't done it yet.
Right.
So I'm twisting my ring halfway through the day, and I notice that the diamond is missing.
Yeah. You must have freaked out.
I did. It was raining that day. My husband looked all over the place at home. We thought I had lost it at home. I went through all the dirt that we swept up that day because it gets very dirty there and nothing. And so I'm panicking. We're just looking everywhere. The next day I go back to work on the receiving dock. The dock had been full when I left, full of pallets. The next morning, a couple of hours into the day, I happened to see the piece of pallet. I didn't pick it up right away. Walked over, picked up the pallet, and my diamond was right next to it.
Wow.
Did they give you 144 more? To take with you from Costco?
No.
Okay. Wow, that's incredible.
I was lost forever.
That's incredible.
And I'm guessing you had it fixed like right away, so it ain't moving it ever again.
It is now on a 6-prong as opposed to a 4-prong. Yes.
Excellent.
Well done. Well, yeah, that's great. That's fantastic. Yeah. That's awesome.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Talking about things you lost that you thought were gone forever.
But then you found them.
Man, I had a Visa card. This is like 1979. The only card I had. I was 19.
Mm-hmm.
Lost it. Couldn't find it anywhere. About 6 months later, one of my friends is cleaning his car around. It was El Camino. And he goes, dude, I found your card. It was behind my seat.
Wow.
So it was like, cool. So it had already fallen off. Back then, they had a stolen missing card sheet you had to go through.
Right.
It had already fallen off it. So it was 4th of July. About 20 of us from Whittier go down to the river. I racked up $2,500 on that card.
Ha!
Jet skis all day, beer for everyone. And I didn't get charged a penny.
They didn't trace it back to you. That's so great.
Yeah. Wow, amazing.
Well done. Yeah. Well played.
That can't happen anymore.
No, it can't.
No.
But right on. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
You lost something forever, and then you found talking about things that you thought were lost forever. And then somehow you miraculously found them. KLOS, hello.
Oh, hi. Yeah, this didn't happen to me. It happened to my husband and his friend.
Okay.
They were driving across country during the night because they wanted to drive through the desert when it was cooler.
Right.
And his friend's like, hey, I gotta go to the bathroom. So they pull over just in the middle of the desert. Guy goes to the bathroom. gets back in the car and they drive down the road for maybe an hour. He's like, oh my God, I lost my wallet. And they're like,
while peeing?
Yeah.
Wow. Yes.
I don't know how, but it fell out of his pocket or
that's
something.
That's an aggressive pee. But they, so you said an hour they had driven.
An hour.
In the middle of the night out in the desert, you can go a long ways.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And he's like, let's go back. And my husband's like, oh, my God, you're never going to find it. So they went back. They drove another hour, went back. They're looking around. He's like, yeah, I think it's over here. And, I mean, literally, it's just bushes and dirt and right. whatever. He found it.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Listen, he needs to help me. I lost a ring out in the middle of the desert at 2 in the morning 25 years ago.
Do you think he can find it?
Yeah. Every time I drive past that stretch, I'm like, I wonder if it's still out there. Damn it. That's great. That's awesome.
That's great. Thank you for
calling. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You thought you lost something forever, but then you found it. 955 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Slugger in the afternoon. We decided to change his
yeah,
name.
Yeah. You know, I used to play baseball, professional baseball.
We're talking about losing something you thought forever and then eventually finding it. You had that?
So, you know, it was a man's ring with a diamond on it. Mm-hmm. Me and my girlfriend, we were on the Dominican Republic on a cruise, and we got it. It was $1,600 on a credit card.
Right.
So one day I put it on. I go to work. I'm at work for a few hours. Oh, my God, where the heck is it? It's gone. And I didn't know if I lost it in the driveway at home. It's in the car somewhere. It's at work. It's gone. A month later, we gave up, but we insured it because my girlfriend insures everything and its brother. We get an insurance check for the full replacement, pay off the credit card. 2 weeks later,
you found it.
An employee goes, is this yours?
That's great.
Wow.
And I'm sure you did the right thing and you notified your insurance company and said, hey, we found it.
We want you to have your money back.
Oh, hello? Yeah, sure, I did that.
That's what you did.
Right away.
Okay, great. That's a good example for the kids.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
This happened to me when I was like 18.
Okay.
My parents had given me a diamond ring on my birthday, and it had, they call them like wedding anniversary bands, where it has 10 little diamonds in it.
Right.
And right. I wore this thing 24/7. I never, ever took it off. And I went to my boyfriend's house, had a fun time there, came home, went to bed. When I woke up in the morning, I looked at the ring, and there was a hole where one of the diamonds should have been.
Mm.
And I freaked. I called him right away, and he tore his room apart. His mother had already started vacuuming.
Ah.
She opened the vacuum bag and was searching through the vacuum bag, and she couldn't find it. I went upstairs, and I went in the kitchen. My father was sitting there at the table, and he could see I was really upset. He goes, what's wrong, babe? I said, Daddy, I lost one of the diamonds. And he says, oh, don't worry about it. I'll just get you another one. I go, no, I'll find it. And I went and looked in my 1969 blue Camaro, and there it was on the floor of the driver's seat.
That is a miracle.
Diamonds, I mean, it's like a speck. I mean, these diamonds
yeah. A shiny little speck, but a speck.
I only have one question for you, and that's why didn't you allow your dad to get you a new diamond and then find the old one?
I was 18. What did I know?
Because she's a good kid.
She's
that's
a good
why.
Kid. My bad. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right on. Thank you for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, man. I left something and found it.
All right. What did you lose?
A bag of mushrooms. Thanks to running into Simon Babs, son of Ken Babs from the electric Kool-Aid acid test, I scored a giant bag of mushrooms.
And then you lost it.
For how long?
For about 70 miles on the highway.
That's a chunk of change, wow. too, I should think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so well, you actually went back and found them?
You turned around and went back.
Yeah, a buddy of mine and I realized 80 miles down the road, oh, shit. Where's that bag of mushrooms?
No mushrooms.
Back at the hotel we left over an hour ago. So
oh. Well, at least it wasn't out on the road somewhere.
And you went back to the hotel and it was there?
Someone really freaked out jackrabbit would have found it.
The housekeeping staff was in the process of throwing out garbage.
Process of throwing away your good times, man.
Sons of bitches.
Oh, that can't be done.
Thank you. Right on, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You lost something you thought forever and then found it.
This one from Def Leppard's Diamond Star Halos we've been playing. It's the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. That is From Here to Eternity.
I love that song.
That's a good song, man.
Coming up at 5 o'clock, we're doing Give Me 5. That's 5 songs in a row with a theme. Today's theme is Come. Now listen.
Yeah.
Now listen, perverts.
Okay.
C-O-M-E.
Right, of course. How else would you spell it? Oh, K-O-M-E, like right. The radio station in
right, that's
San
not
Francisco.
It.
No.
Songs with come in the title. C-O-M-E, though.
Yes, of course.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Don't be perverts.
What do you got? 818-955-KLOS or hit us up online.
Who's got come songs?
Songs
in a row.
In a row. Kevin and Slugger. Who? Kevin and Slugger. You got it wrong.
I did call him Slugger today.
So, what was the, they used to say in San Francisco, K-O-M-E. How did they used to say, don't touch that dial? There's cum on it? Is that
I
what they said because you were listening
but
to
we're
the radio
C-O-M-E.
Station cum? Yeah, because usually you spell it C-O-M-E, not
right.
K-O-M-E.
But we're talking C-O-M-E.
Yeah, so what do you got for the Kimmy 5? 818-955-KLOS.
Yeah, perverts.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, we're doing Give Me 5, songs with cum in the title.
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot what I was going to say.
You forgot the song title?
No, because I was thinking of spelling it a different way, but anyways.
Come on, feel the noise is what you were thinking of, and that's not spelled correctly.
No, come sail away. That was the one I wanted.
Ah. Good one. Glad you waited. Thank you.
Suddenly, you know, it's kind of weird. This is taking on a different meaning, this song, after all these years. It's weird.
It's the good version.
I can never hear that without hearing this. That's
Cartman.
All there is to it. Yep.
South Park.
I remember falling on the floor laughing the first time I saw this episode. 'Cause we're getting a lot for this one.
We are. That is true. Thanks to Homie in Newport Beach is one of them. Everybody wants to hear Come On Eileen, and I feel bad for Eileen.
Kayla with songs with come in the title somewhere.
In the title, yeah. C-O-M-E.
That's right. That's how you spell it. Right. Hello, KLOS.
Come Together by the original or any cover.
Any cover of the of one of the naughtiest song titles ever.
Yes. Come Together. That's the theme of my wife, man.
It's a tough job, but
only
you know,
your wife,
if you're both going to make it happen, it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
You know, Come Together and happiness.
Sure, and happiness and joy.
And
right.
Joy,
yeah.
Yes.
First Van Halen song ever played on the radio.
Lovely, right lovely, lovely.
It is 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. Time for People Are Dumb.
People are dumb.
Yeah.
When you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Slugger. Ooh. They ought to know.
Kevin and Slugger. They keep getting Slugger. That wrong. Slugger.
I called him Slugger today. People are usually under the influence of alcohol or drugs for almost all of these
well,
stories.
That's true. You're right.
Almost all.
Yeah, yeah.
Bloomington man in Indiana reportedly set his own car on fire to stop people from stealing from it.
Wow. How messed up are you to come up with that idea?
Right. You know what? They want to reach into the flames.
You want something in here?
This thing might blow up on you, man. Then what?
Police responded to a report of a suspicious person just after midnight in the parking lot.
Yeah.
On February 12th, an officer said he found a man standing next to a 1998 Buick that was on fire.
Buicks do go up good. You know, they're particularly good for marshmallow
I've
roasting.
I've not really ever tried
oh,
a
yeah,
Buick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pinto's also.
The man identified as Austin Bristow, 26 years old,
dude.
Reportedly told the officer the vehicle was his, and he set it on fire on purpose to stop people from stealing items inside of it.
That is so weird.
At one point, the guy said to the cops, I hope the explosions would have been bigger. He was a little disappointed in that.
I understand that part. I get that.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to set a car on fire, you want it to be a mighty big Hollywood production.
Right, you would think so.
Kablam!
He took, like, oil and gasoline and lit a bandana on fire and threw it in the trunk.
A bandana.
The whole thing went up.
Well, but then he's burning all his... Not that I'm... Why am I
There's
trying to figure out...
There's nothing left to steal
yes.
now, Sluggo.
Slugger.
Slugger.
I don't...
So mission accomplished.
There you go. You're right.
People are smart. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And people are dumb. A 26-year-old guy got a tattoo of a vagina on his face.
On his face.
On his cheek.
And actually, the artist was like, you know, wait 30 days, and maybe you'll change your mind. He came back 30 days later and go, do it.
And he did it.
And he did it.
And it looks like a vagina on his face.
Yes, it does.
We did Weekend Next Door app update. One neighbor complained about a guy driving a car with an Iron Maiden bumper sticker.
Eddie.
And he had long hair. And they complained to the police that he was driving around because these rockers are dicks.
I think that guy learned his lesson, though. He shouldn't be driving around, ever.
And at Gimme 5, we had songs with come in the title, and we got a lot, way too many.
Yeah.
We might have to continue.
I think we might.
We might need to string the come along.
All right. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. Peace out. See you tomorrow.
Now, why do people buy my farts in a jar? Great question. I honestly think it's because...
we're living in an insane time.
Mm-hmm.
I have a really good personality.
Sure.
And also because I'm hot.
Now, what are some of my butt-selling
tips and tricks? Number one.
We don't need...
Don't eat Fiber One bars. You might think it's the easy way out, but there is nothing easy about it.
Is she, like, suggesting how we can
tips.
Start...
Yeah, she's
Dude,
giving
what
tips.
Do you think? I'm going to just put it in a bag. I don't want to put it in a glass jar, but...
I want you to recall the picture that I showed you and ask yourself...
Yeah, but we're radio disc jockeys.
Do we look like her?
Wait, out. You know what I mean. Don't push yourself too hard.
Don't push yourself too hard.
Or you might be sending in something else. There may be something else going if you push it too
hard. Don't push yourself too hard.
Oh, my.
We have 4 one-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland or Disney California Adventure Park for the celebration of a lifetime to celebrate 100 years of Disney at the Disneyland Resort. We're flight color 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Woo!
Woo! It's a weird
name. Hi, this is Teresa.
Teresa. Hi, Teresa. You're color 13.
Aw, am I?
Yes. But, I mean, that's what we were looking for.
So that's a good thing.
Oh, thank you so much!
I can't figure you out.
I love that.
I feel sick. That's why I'm clueless.
Oh, gotcha. Nice.
Well,
I just heard Disneyland. I'm like, I feel better.
You get 4 one-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland or Disney California Adventure.
Yes.
4 of them. Feel better and have a great time.
Thank you so much.
I think it pays to call when you're sick.
Yeah.
That's what we've learned today.